Hello. Is this working? Mic is on. Oh, wait. Was I? Hi, Kuronichi. Hello. So I'll be using the free chat. I won't be able to change the settings at the moment, but yeah. Hey guys, how are you? Did I just wake up? No, I came back like just now. Yeah, the plane ride was a total pain in the butt. Oh, that was close. Yeah, because it's just oh, the worst plane ride. Yeah. Oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. You sound really tired. Oh, it's all good, 'cause I did say that I want to talk. So, I'm probably just gonna be around for 30 minutes. I'm sorry to those who, I told some of you guys that I'd be around at around this hour. So whoever stayed up for this long, sorry about that. Do you mind if I clip my nails for a second? I owe him a trip to the Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna clip my nails then. I haven't clipped it in so long. Where'd my nail go? What? I just clipped it. Yeah, so like, what was I gonna say? There were so many things I wanted to talk about, but like, I don't know if I should be saving these for a stream or whatnot. How much for the nails? Oh, God. Yeah, but it was like, should I save it? Oh, you want me to save the stories? Okay. Did I watch Morbius on the plane? No, because the airplane was really, really, really bad. You can talk about it in the stream again. Okay. So, like, I feel really bad about talking about how I was going to be, like, leaving. 'Cause like, what was it? Why did I have to? It was like some sort of scuff going on. Do you guys remember what it was? What was it? What was it break? Oh, it was the moving. It was the moving, right? Yeah, and then this was like planned way before. So I was like, oh God, how am I gonna tell people? So I brought my laptop and everything. I even set everything up, like my mic settings and all that. And then it was like, okay, I'll stream. But then at the time, I was. Did you already forget that you moved? Yeah, there's so much happening. Yeah, it's just there are a bunch of other stuff that went on. Oh, I still don't have furniture. However, they said that everything's ready aside from what was it? Like a couch? Which, you know, it's fine. Like, if ever anyone decides to come over, I can just lay out a futon and sleep there myself. It's okay. And then, what was it? Oh, yeah, and then I went. I would travel. That was cool. And then I was like staying with other people at the time. Oh, what was it? Like, nice. No, but oh damn. Oh, this is so nice. How many nails do I have? I have 10. Actually, I should look at my feet too. Where did I go? Let's see. I went to I went to, you know, this I okay, you know what? I can probably save this. I went to went to I No, these aren't feet. No. Oh. I've been to Yes, I went to AX. Yes. And it was very interesting. I was looking for some of you guys, actually. I don't know. Like, is that too open to say? I don't know. But anyway, I think I owe you guys the plain truth since, you know, we went to stream, but all I did was like the off collab. Man, the off collab. That was really nice though, meeting up with everyone. Bae gave me Tim Tams, which is awesome. Was I stalking the cronies? I mean, I know you guys took group photos. I mean, I didn't really see you guys, but did see you know, some crony art. It was really nice. I was like, how delightful. Yeah. Kind of creepy. Yes, that's why I said I am in your walls. Yeah. I should have walked around more. It's okay. I didn't really walk around that much either. Like, I walked around maybe a couple of times, and then I was just like minding my own business. Oh, and then what was it? Yeah, it was just crazy. You don't have walls. Did you see me cry? Why tell us after it happened? What's the point, Gabe? Gabe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But you know, I mean, okay. Well, oh, but some of the things, like, I can't really tell you guys. Like, for example, I was riding a scooter and then I was riding with Sally on the scooter and then it was downhill. I did not know that the roads were not that great, so I was in my sandals too, so I fell. That was great. I bled a lot. Not okay, like a little, you know, those like Lyft or Bird scooters? That's what happened. Yeah, bicycle. Yeah, kind of. I did say that I didn't want to ride it because I, it kind of overlapped with my previous memory of like, riding a mountain bike and going downhill and having a little short amnesia. Yeah, now I have like this big scab. Like, it's amazing. Ah, ow. Graduated from a bicycle incident to a scooter incident. Oh, no. There was a horse incident too where I fell off of it. Are you perhaps clumsy or uncoordinated? Well, you see, like I said, I was wearing sandals. I was riding behind Sally, which is probably a bad idea since I don't think scooters are meant to have two people in it. And yeah, I fell off a horse before, but anyway. Not a horse girl. Where did horse girl come from? Yeah. My riding stat probably bad. Maybe, mayhaps. Yeah, but oh, and then when we had the whole off club, I'm pretty sure you heard like some things, but I don't know. But like, I was just like not sure if I was at the right place. I was just kind of like really nervous. I was like, is this the right place? And then I was messaging Mume and just anyone that's around. I was like, hey, I'm here. I think they were all streaming at around that time, so I was just, oh no, what if I get jumped or something? I don't know, because the first time I got off the plane, there was this insane lady who jumped out in the middle of the road. So it was interesting. We heard about your heels and the dress. What did you hear about the a dress? What do you mean? What dress? How long was I with the girls? Not for long, actually. Did want to spend more time, but I couldn't. But it was really nice seeing them. I dressed up. I dressed up? Really? I mean, I was wearing a dress, yes, because it's really hot. It was really hot. Must have been because I was around. I did make that joke before when I was just in the place. They said you were very fashionable. Oh, no, them. I mean, I know, but you know, oh, stop it. What kind of dress? Wow, really? They commented on the dress. Wow. Oh my gosh. Oh, now I'm shy all of a sudden. Anyway. And then, oh yeah, I haven't drank, huh? Yeah, what else? I make everything look good. Oh, thank you. You're so nice. Okay, anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. And then I went to visit my relatives, which was nice. Saw my niece and I bought her like a little backpack, which was really nice because they wanted it. And then there was this like charm that I was given, and it kind of looked like Elsa, and she really likes Elsa, so I gave it to her, and she was like, yeah. Oh wait, no, I gave a f a charm that looks like Elsa. And I told this little kid, it's like, oh, you know, This is fake Elsa, but she was really happy about it. She said, "Oh, thank you." And I said, "Oh, you're welcome." And it was the first time she said thank you, because when it came to other people's gifts, she didn't really say much. Not even the backpack, but the fake Elsa charm? Man. It's bootleg Elsa. I thought you were bad with kids. I am bad with kids. But that doesn't mean that I'm gonna be rude to them. Yeah, but and also I was being honest when I said, "Hey, look, I have a fake Elsa charm," but I don't think she understood what a fake Elsa means. But if I manage to convince her, then I guess it's Elsa in her eyes. We'll see. You're only rude to us. No. Am I rude now? Not yet. And then, okay, not Granny Rony, but Crony lied to China. Okay, I did not lie. I said it was a fake Elsa charm. And then you were rude earlier. I don't remember that. Oh, but to man, that flight sucked so much. Now, where else did I go? I went to so many new places. Usually, when I go and travel, I usually stay around like this one particular area, since there's still a lot to explore, but this time I went to so many different places and was staying with quite a few number of other people, so I was just feeling kind of self-conscious. I was like, oh wait, because it's kind of like leading a double life, like, oh, excuse me, I'm a warden. And I know you may think I'm a normal, fashionable human being, but I'm actually a warden. Luckily, you didn't lose your bags. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I was like a nomad. That I think I said that. Ugh. Never said that I'm like Batman or Hannah Montana. Oh man, this is really bad. This scab is really bad. I'd take a picture if I could, but then again, I won't. 'Cause I think this is just really disgusting. But yeah, someone told me that I look like a bullet wound. You sound like you were homeless. Okay. Yeah, you know what? The toes look fine. You know what? The fingernails were good enough. Did I get shot? Okay, if I was shot, I would not be here right now. Also, like, I made that tweet, like, ah, just stop crying, 'cause like I would see you guys crying, and I'd be like, come on, guys, stop crying. And then so many things happened over a week. Like, oh my God, what was happening? Like I was on a break and everything was on fire. So I was thinking to myself, maybe I should stop taking breaks. Maybe I should start focusing on my duties. Oh, and then I went to go peep on some of the cronies, and it was really funny to hear their reaction, because I was in there for quite a bit. Yeah. Like, you guys were just like, oh, crony, don't go. And then, I think I was in there for like 8 minutes or so. And then I heard the live reaction when I was typing out stop crying. And then after hearing their reaction, like, oh, like, I bet it would be really funny if Crony's in here right now. And then I was just laughing to myself. And then after I wrote, I am in your walls, that's when people started noticing. And then I said, peace out. Yeah. 8 minutes, I don't know, but it was for quite some time. Crony, please, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah. I heard. It's very interesting. I like spying on you guys. It's a very new sign. Wait. Oh, now it's 14%. Okay. Last time was out of battery on this. I'm removing my walls. Really? You want to remove your walls to find me truly charmed, but sometimes art is meant to be temporary. I heard many people's voices. Very, very nice. And what else? Oh yeah, I ordered the 3DO, and then for some reason they shipped it to the wrong address when I it is so weird. So, I had to pull a bit of a Karen because I was it wasn't even being a Karen though, because it was a completely different address. Like, what the heck? Use your power bank. Oh yeah, I ordered a power bank. A little too late actually, because the people around were using a lot of power banks and I was the only one without it, so I ordered it. And then I came back today and saw that there was a power bank. So I said, "Yay." And then I forgot to charge it, huh? I forgot to bring it in here. I should bring it in here. But anyway, that's been happening. But there were a lot of good projects that's been going on, so I'm excited. You weren't there for that. What? Oh, yeah, that. Yes. Oh, man, that neck crack. Oh. So good. Yeah, and then ooh, one other good thing that was nice after meeting people is that I could ask people to crack my back, and it was so nice. Wait, why is it delayed all of a sudden? Oh, did you hear that? That was loud. I know. Maybe if you saw someone like cracking their neck, you would have known. That, oh, wait, is that the Oral Crony? And I would think to myself, yes, but no. Are they chiropractors? No. See, I was telling them things like, oh, hey, you don't have to be a professional. Just crack my back. And they did. It was great. Doesn't have to be professional. I just want to hear a crack. It's probably not even good for you. Don't do it. But I'm a lost cause. What if something went wrong and you needed a wheelchair for the rest of your life? That would be sad. I didn't think about. Well, okay, I did. And then I just kind of brushed it off because that's what I usually do when it comes to life. Was thinking, okay, well, you know what? That's life. If that happens, no, okay. How do you crack each other's back? It's new to me. Oh, Uncle Iroh, I'm glad you asked. So what you do is you lie down, and then they kind of like, push on your back. And then I just hope that there's a crack, and usually there is. It's great. Wait, you know what? It's so weird. Like, the chat is so delayed. Why is it so delayed? Stop. Stop. Stop trying to get people to snap your neck. I didn't do that because that's very dangerous. You have to go to an actual chiropractor for that one. Not gonna lie, that's kind of lewd. Yeah, cracking people's necks, that's pretty lewd. You know what else is lewd? Decapitate. No, that's called being messed up. I'm sorry. I'm just on a very, very few to no filter. Well, actually, there are some filters because I'm so good at watching myself. But yes, I think this is the latest that I've been around. I'm sorry that I'm ruining your sleep schedule along with mine. Also, today, like, I think it might have been after like exhaustion or something, but I've been feeling like really tired and just, oh man, my stomach is in so much pain. Oh, boo-hoo me. Speakers in this space don't get audio delay though. Nice. Okay. What else? What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So, do you guys have any questions? This can be a live Q&A. And if there are any questions, I would be more than happy to answer. What, AMA? AMA is like ask me anything, right? And then Q&A is like questions and answers. I know this. Hope you managed to avoid the con flu. Oh, the con flu. Yeah, a lot of people got sick from that, huh? Oh, Better Call Saul. Oh yeah, that one. So I noticed that there are some advertisements where they're using the same font, and I thought that was interesting for Better Call Saul. Is that a parody? Is Better Call Saul a parody on those, or are those advertisements a parody of Better Call Saul? Like, what is it? Like, what is the right thing? Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. Did I buy merch? Well, I didn't want to be too obvious by saying, oh, hey, who's that a beautiful looking figure over there? Mind if I get some? I can't do that. So yeah, I couldn't do it. However, some of my friends got some little keychains, which was really cute. Got any cool souvenirs? Yes. You know how I said that there's gonna be. Wait, actually, I gotta see the progress. Ooh, I got new emotes. which is very nice. And then, what else? Emotes, and then, oh, and then once the 3DO is delivered properly, there's gonna be that, which I'm excited. And then, what else? What else? Oh man. Ooh, and then Chrono. Yes, excited for that one. Progress is really good. Ooh, and then there was this other one where I just decided to handle the project myself. So maybe tomorrow I'll do that. Ooh, and then tomorrow I have to, oops. Oh my goodness. And then tomorrow I'll be getting a shelf, and then I'll probably build that and then start organizing. What am I doing? Why am I destroying everything? Did I hug anyone at the collab? Of course, I hugged everyone. Are you jealous? You're always jealous. Oh. Ugh. And what else? You can build shelves yourself. Well, I might need some help actually. And then tomorrow. No, tomorrow. No. Oof, what? No, next week isn't gonna be a gorilla week. I'm still really sorry about the whole, I thought it was gonna be a gorilla week, but I kind of underestimated how little privacy that I would have. So there's really no excuse for that. So I'm genuinely sorry for that. And and just for not really interacting. Also, I'm kind of worried. Like, no. I'll just talk about that later. But gosh darn, this. Why is there so much delay on this thing? We just cried the whole week. Oh no. Well, next week I wanted to change things up instead of just playing games. So I just don't want to do everything at once, but little by little. Yeah, maybe I should have like something special like every week. 'Cause there are ideas, the whole GFE BFE thing that I was talking about during the chat. That gave me ideas. Oh, the BFE thing, yeah, with Chrono, but like GFE, I had like a really good idea that I wanted to try. So anyway. How delayed is it? If you're on mobile, it's very slow in comparison. Oh, is it? Yeah, I'm like refreshing it constantly, so. So right now I'm reading Crony. How delayed is it? Are we finally getting the paint trying stream? Roy says you can make it up with a Minions movie watch along. Karaoke. Well, you know what? I'm kind of tired of like teasing people like, oh, this is gonna happen. This is gonna happen. I'll just show you, I don't want to hype people up. I'll just do it. You'll see. The Member stream, gotta catch up with member stream. Well, yeah. Was there an internet outage? Well, what is this about an internet outage? Yeah, I'll gladly vor any content you put out. Please. No. By GFE, it's not gonna be one of those like, oh, hey, babe, how are you? No, it's not gonna be that. It's gonna be something interesting. That was the idea that I was having. But anyway, that's enough about that. I don't want to, like I said, I'll just show you. Activate timestamps. How do you activate timestamps? Yeah, no, it's no, I gotta stop. I gotta stop trying to explain that. I'll just do it. Shut up, crony. Shut up. But anyway. I think I'm just gonna sleep for ever. No. I'm gonna sleep because I think it's from fatigue that I'm feeling so meh. Because whenever I take short naps here and there, it was pretty good. Like it seemed to get better little by little. Don't talk to crony that way. What did I say? I don't know. I don't remember saying anything to Crony. I said something bad to Crony. What did I say? What did I say that was so bad? Crony can take it, probably. She's probably gonna be a little down for like, a day, but she's gonna bounce back with more hatred and anger and that serves as a motivation for her, I'm sure. You told Crony to shut up. Oh, that's fine. She can take it. Sometimes it's valid. Apologize to Crony. What are you gonna do about it? So what if I tell her to shut up? Huh? Oh, what are you gonna do about it? Oh, no, I'm supposed to be nice today. So I'm not gonna say anything to you guys, but I will say things to Crony. Crony was crying. Oh, boo hoo. Oh, Sash. Oh. Turn down the entire Canadian. Did I say Canada? Wow. Okay. Canada internet again. Again. How do I even do that? Oh yeah. Didn't people say that the entire server went down or something? The internet. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Because I wasn't there, but that's cool. Also bad. Is it fixed now? Did you actually use the term Sag? Oh yeah. Yeah, I should stop using that, huh? No, actually, I will continue using it because now it's a habit at this point, and I can't stop. Yeah, I've been using it IRL too, which is not very good, because there are some
normies around. And when I say Sag, they ask me what Sag is, and I can't really explain it to them. So, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Their problem is that they're too curious and they should stop. Oh, Rogers went out. Is it still down? How am I using it? Wait, is it still down? Wait, what? It's mostly back. Oh, okay. That's okay. No wonder. Okay. Cool, bro. Some parts are still down. Well, that's sad. Duh. Man. You have Rogers? What is considered to be doxing myself? I have no idea, though. Wait. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, wait. Wait. Oh. Huh. You know what? Did I just say something? Yeah, I should be careful, huh? Yeah, I'll be careful. Oh my God, I'm gonna drop things. Post IP address, memeing. Casually post the address. DoorDash, am I right? Send it to me. What are you even saying? I don't know. Oh, yo, look at that. Look at that number. It's 44. That means it's unlucky. It means, was it? I have no idea. I don't know anything anymore. So I hope you guys are up because you guys are up and not because of me. Because if you did, I am so sorry. Please go to sleep. Now that you know that this space is spacious, you can now rest easy. And I think this is gonna be archived. I guess it's a good thing this space isn't archived. Oh, should it not be archived? Should I unarchive it then? Is that what you want? Really want to post a picture of this bullet wound looking scab. It's amazing. Oh yeah. No, speaking of the scooter thing, after I fell off, I've been having trouble with my tailbone. So, sorry, I just slapped my phone against my face. That was terrible. So if during a stream I say something like, ow, my tailbone, you would know why. Yeah, fell off like 4 days ago. It's been hurting ever since. Yeah, it was great. I love it. Why do I hurt every day? I really don't know. But at least I'm alive. At least the pain helps you realize that you're alive or something. I don't even know. Please have that checked. But like, see, that's what I asked. If I actually broke my tailbone, then it would hurt on a different level. But this one is just, let's say I'm riding a roller coaster or like I'm sitting in the car for too long, then my tailbone hurts. Then that's probably just a bruise, no? Like if I broke my bone, I would the pain would be different. I still need to get it checked, but like it's such a hassle. Oh, and besides, like you would have to go see your family doctor, and that would take like what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even a month? I don't know. It's Canada. Now that was intentional, but yeah, it just. Yeah. If it's broken, it can be uncomfortable forever. Well, if it's gonna be uncomfortable for a week more, then I'll go see a doctor. That's okay. I can get an appointment same week. That's amazing. Do you live in Canada? That's crazy. Get it checked or unsubscribe. Oh no. Do you hear that? That's my stomach. Did I eat the Tim Tam? It was great. I love Tim Tam. It's like very Tim Tammy. It's kind of like Tim Hortons, like Timbits, but Tim Tam. Timbit, Tim Tam. It's kind of they're both very friendly. Yeah. Sit on a pillow in the meantime, I guess. I should bring a cushion. My tailbone. My tailbone. Oh no. Ooh, also the washroom is gonna be done apparently by tomorrow, so I can finally use the washroom. That's awesome. So I'll probably start putting things in the washroom and then what else? And then the shelf so that I can get these boxes out of the way. Oh, that'd be nice. And then Strimmel. Eat something. I did eat something. I ate like this morning. Actually, yeah, I think it might have been from being, how should I say it? Like, I feel like it might be from traveling or something, but I haven't been eating. And then when I came back, Time Family saw me and they were saying, "Yo, you lost weight." And I was like, yeah. And the portions in America so big, so big. What the heck? How do you guys even survive with those portions? It's crazy. Your small is our large. That's insane. Like, how do you even finish your drink? That's insane. That's absurd. Washroom. Who says washroom? I say washroom. Why would you call it restroom? Do you rest in your washroom? Doesn't make sense. Like bathroom. Why are you taking a bath in the bathroom in a public space? Maybe if it's in your private space, sure. But like a bathroom? Come on. A restroom. Restroom would be more applicable in a bedroom where you actually have a bed and you lie in it. Come on. Washroom is a lot more applicable in a public area. You haven't showered since you moved? It's like, okay. So. Told you how, like, Time Family is, like, nearby. So I've been using their washroom. Oh, man. Man. Yo, are those birds chirping? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is the sky getting brighter? Oh, my God. I'm dropping everything. I'm kind of tired of tuna sandwiches now. You know where it's at now? Sun-dried tomatoes. Ooh, and I tried Chipotle for the first time. Oh, my God. The sky. Yeah, Chipotle, I've tried it for the first time. It was great. It was surprisingly great. And the portion, so huge. What the heck? How do you even live? No. Do you hear that? Do you hear this? That's insane. I'm so annoyed. These birds. Man. Just save it for later. Take it to go. Oh, yeah, that's what I did. But, yeah, I think it's my second time I've tried a burrito. It was pretty good, though. I liked it. Like, yeah. I'd rate it 7.5 out of 10. Yeah. Do you really not hear the birds? Do you want to hear the birds? I can take my phone out. Oh, you heard them. Okay. Listen to that. You hear nothing. Okay, you know what? I can show you the world. My stomach hurts. Do you hear that? It's beautiful. And now the birds are going to dox me. Haha, big funny. Ooh, and then, you know, the reason why I'm excited about getting a shelf is so that I can put all the Hololive merch and all that fun stuff. I'm gonna lie down on the carpet for a bit. Oh man. Now go hunt them. I can't. I don't even know how to hunt them. Eat them. I can't. They are kind of annoying, but beautiful. But sometimes they get really obnoxious if you're trying to sleep and you hear them. So you have this very strong urge to, like, you know, blast something in the air and just go like, shut up. But no, I can't do that. I'd get arrested. How do you rate the carpet at the new place? It's the same carpet. I did wash it though. Yeah, I got the carpet clean, and that's nice. I hope I don't mess it up. I'm gonna mess it up. God damn it. Why? Can't I have this just once? Buddy, please. Man. The birds will sue you. No. Because I'm just gonna, like, blast it to the sky. Like, I'll never point at anything. That's not safe. I would never do that. Just, you know. Just to scare them. Just to know who the boss is. It's the same carpet. It's a rug. Oh, yeah, it's a rug then. I don't know. Why are you correcting me at this hour? Stop it. My stomach isn't. I did vac. Oh no, I didn't vacuum the carpet. But I don't have to because I haven't been lying down on it at all. And the rug or carpet or whatever, it's like I can't even lie down on it completely because, like, boxes everywhere. So what's the point? I can't do anything. Oh man. Chipotle had a delayed reaction. What do you mean Chipotle had a delayed reaction? Like their customer service? Because their Chipotle service was pretty good. I know what you're talking about. Oh man. Oh, my back. Oh. What should you eat today? Eat cereal. You're still not done unpacking? Yeah, I don't think I'll be done for, like, the next month or two. I think I said this. I don't think I'll be done for, like, the next few months. At this rate, we'll fall asleep together. That's kind of cute. Wow. I really hope I don't sleep talk if that's the case. It is not pretty. Fauna, thankfully, did not find out. What did I get from Chipotle? They had this thing called lime rice protein with, like, chicken, sour cream. I don't know. This was my first time there. Damn, crony, you swear a lot in your sleep. And then I'm gonna graduate. Oh, for not being say so. Oh no. Oh, my stomach. God damn it. Oof. You know, I was squawking when I was. Shut the F. Run door. What did I just say? You stupid. Smart. Bird, I do want to befriend a crow.
Someone please pull my trigger, my devil trigger. Ho 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 ho. Oh, what was I saying? I was guaking when I was riding the scooter. Because that was dangerous. And it was dangerous. Because I hurt myself. Right after. Like, where? Oh, my stomach. God. Stop it. I'll punch you. You mean stomach ache? Stomach? Oh, stomach. Lucky for you, there is a thing called stomach ache. So, haha. Haha. Ooh, unpacking stream. That sounds interesting, except I'll be unpacking for like 3 years or so. God, if I move again after a year, I swear I'm going to dig myself a grave and lie in it and then pull myself back up and drag other people in it, and then I'm going to build an underground city. Sorry. Sorry. Oh, that's macaroni, huh? Whoopsie. This feels like being on a phone call, but the other person has you muted and just keeps talking. Yeah, that's called a radio. Or just a really bad friend. Yeah. Isn't it nice? It's good. I don't think I've ever fallen asleep using... Using? What? While being on a phone call. Yeah. Yeah, because I get a little too self-conscious to fall asleep. No, yeah, no. Are we the bad friends? No. Like, mutually assured destruction. We can both be bad friends. My stomach hurts. My tummy. Oh, my tummy hurts. What was that? What do you mean, what was that? That was my stomach. This is the GFE. No. See, the GFE I was thinking was more like, oh, hey. Oh, you read my message 10 seconds ago. Why aren't you responding to me, huh? Are you talking to other girls, huh? Who's the other girl that you're talking to, huh? Am I just not good enough for you? Do I just not cut it, huh? Is that what this is? That's the GFE. Toxic GFE. Yeah. But that is the real GFE. Also, the other GFE is, I guess, so, like, if you ignore them for 10 seconds, it's bad. But if she ignores you, then that's valid. And you're giving her space. But also, if you just leave her hanging for too long,
then that just means that you don't care about her. So that's also pretty bad. That's the real GFE. The real GFE is the psychological manipulation. Yeah, it's all about the psychological otome game. And then you're gonna think to yourself, man, I wish I was single. And then you realize that you are. And then people laugh at you. You'll never win. Woman. I'm crony, I'm getting stressed. That's the point. That is the intention. I'm glad. Girls and their mind games. I know. It's amazing. Man, girls. Am I right? A up top. Good thing I don't have girlfriend. Yeah, so for those of you who actually want a real GFE, yeah, no, you'll be stressed. There's a reason why people break up, yo. And that is why. Why does it always end in philosophy? This is philosophy? No, I'm just saying. This is my personal opinion. Was this last week a GFE? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, that was just me being bad. Then, no. I'm sorry. But as a joke, yes. Yes, definitely. Are you an Otome pro? Yeah. I don't really play Otome, actually, but I do know the basic concept of it because of webtoons and Heart no Kuni no Alice. Wow, my first GFE and I already hate it. Thanks. Yeah, so that's what I mean by GFE. I'll give you a real GFE. It'll be great. I guess my idea of a GFE is kind of warped. BFE, that will be Chrono's thing. Chrono's like great with the ladies. What's your reading on Webtoon? You know that pink magenta munch munch magenta hair colored lady, like villainous. Like a what? Villainous is what? Ending is death or something? I don't remember. Like, she's like something. It was interesting. Oh, what was it called? The Empress one where she remarries. Yeah, that one sucks. Well, like, okay, there are a lot of like remarried empresses, so I'm kind of confused. Is that the one with the silver hair? Because that one, meh. It was great, and then meh. But then if it's the blonde hair one, then it's like, eh. Oh, death is the only ending for a villainess. I think that's what it was called. Yeah. Was it? I don't remember. It was like something death. Yeah, I think it was that one. Death is the only ending for the villain, is that thing, yeah. Yeah, the silver-haired one, the one where like she gets like what was it? What? Oh no, that was the abandoned empress or something. I'm sorry, there are so many empresses. I get confused. That one art is really nice though. God bless. But then yeah. Remarried one is pretty decent, I think. It's been a while. I'll like read it again when I'm like down with the sickness again. The one with pink hair. Also, what is it with pink hair? Pink hair is either the villain, like the main protagonist in the original story who turns out to be the villain, or it's like the one where like their soul gets like reborn in a pink-haired lady. What's up with that? What is it with the pink hair tropes? Like what is happening? Yeah. You're into the villainous and Empress Webtoons stuff? I'm more about the isekai ones, like the one where it's like reborn. Like everything's pretty much like the same thing except slightly different, but it's pretty good. Villainous is a marionette. I think I might know what that one is. The art is really nice for that one. Emperor's New Groove. Oh, that is pretty nice. I liked it when the emperor got isekai'd into a new body, and then what was his name? Chewbacca or whatever. Like they go on a journey together, and Yzma says no. And then there's Kronk, who can speak languages of the squirrels, and then they eat a pill bug, and then they cry, and then they hug it out, and then they're just like great buddies. No, not Callie. I meant in Webtoons. Gosh darn it, guys. But, like, I haven't seen pink-haired girls with pink eyes and Webtoons, you know? It's crazy. No, Callie's very sweet. No, joke's on you. I don't snore. Yeah, it's like a 30-second delay. I have to keep refreshing. I don't even know why. I don't think I had this problem back then, but now I do. I'm so confused. Man. You know, I'm also really shy to say things like, well, I love you. So, whenever my friends say things like, you know, like when they're leaving, like I would say, like they would say things like, love you. And, or just in general, because they're very nice people. And then I would just say, oh, love. Love forever. This, yeah, it's hard for me to say that because I'm not really like an affectionate person. Like, yeah. Or at least not like verbally expressive, you know, because it's like embarrassing. Was good meeting people, though. Now my social battery is dead. And then they made fun of me for drinking like one White Claw can and then getting really, really drunk. They thought I was doing a bit, which I'm not. I told you I'm a lightweight. God damn it. They think it's a joke. You're more than just dead, you're like dead, dead, yeah. Drunk off one White Claw. Yeah, I think it was like cherry flavor or something. I thought it was 8%. I thought it was 8%. Do you hear that? That's my stomach. I keep saying this, but I'm just in disbelief. Man. Man. Me. Yeah, what's wrong with having one White Claw? Do you have a problem? Just means you save money on alcohol. Yeah, actually, I wanted to have water, but they didn't have water, so they just got me a, like, what was it? White Claw? Yeah, White Claw. And then I just got, like, drunk. My face looked like it was gonna explode, apparently. And they were like, oh, I thought you were kidding when you said that you, like, got drunk off like a half a can, and I was like, no. I, why would I? You think I would do that? For what? What would I gain out of it? Oh. Yeah, and then the man, people really like drinking. It's amazing. I just can't drink. So like drinking was a thing, which was water. Water is nice. Boba is good. Crony is not built for social interaction, clearly. No, I'm pretty good as long as it doesn't involve alcohol. Though, sometimes I'm good with it. Really good with. Really good. Did I tell you that I befriended someone at the airplane? And yeah, and they were like, they seemed like really outgoing and all that. And I think they took me for like a social extroverted person kind of thing, which was kind of funny. Yeah, airplane friend. Yeah. And then they messaged me like 5 days ago and I haven't responded. Whoopsie. Teehee. Just can't. I just can't. I can't. Oh, and then my friends got mad at me because I'm just really bad with communication. Yeah, which is understandable. They told me that, I shouldn't let them know, like, wherever I am. And, you're right. It's just hard. Communication is hard. You're terrible at communicating. I know. They got mad at me, which is understandable because, like, I just usually let people know, like, maybe twice a day, like in the morning. I'd say, "Hey, I'm here." And then, like, around like 6 p.m., I'd say, "Hey, alive," or like either 6 or 11. It's like, "Hey, yep." Man. And then they would tell me, "Hey, like you're in a totally, like you're in a place where you don't know where you are, and your phone isn't even working properly. Like, we're worried about you." And then I got a whole lecture for that. So I think I got better towards the last few days. I was really worried because I thought they hated me for it, so I was really sad. Yeah. I even kind of cried a little. Yeah. I guess I just worry too much, but it turns out that they were fine. Yeah. Yeah, but no. I know they don't hate me because why else would they check in with me if they're if they don't care about me and whatnot. Maybe they're just worried that they don't want to be witnesses or like potential suspects if I'm dead and gone. But I know that's not true because they told me beforehand. And yeah, I know. You don't need to reassure me on that. I know. It was just like a moment of weakness, I suppose. It's probably just like, fatigue and everything piling up together. Yeah. Oh, hey, it's like they're cronies. No. You guys aren't like that. They're not like that either. But yeah, I did feel bad. Like, communication's hard, so I did feel bad that. Like, instead of saying that I feel bad, I'll just fix it. That's what I've told them too. I'll just fix it. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Thanks for your patience. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's all. It's good. Oh, yeah, thank you for being patient with me and everything. Thanks, man. There are times where, yeah, there are times where, like, I'm not, like, being really clear, just being vague, and I guess that could create misunderstandings, but at times like that, you just have to keep clarifying. So you'll fix all of us. No, I can't fix you guys. I'll fix myself, though, so then I don't inconvenience anyone. I don't know. I don't want to hurt your feelings, or anyone's for that matter, man. Sucks. It's all good, man. Yeah. Oh, it's good. You're good. I, yeah, thanks. Oh, am I drooling? Oh, I have no idea. Yeah, this why you don't really have like this is why I don't really have like late night talks. Well, I don't think anyone would for that matter, because you just keep rambling and then it's just you get like kind of like mushy or sensitive, and I guess that like that's the scary thing about opening up, I think, because the more you open up, the more likely that people will be able to find things where it can hurt you know? Like, they'll be able to find things where it'll hurt you most, you know? So I guess that's why it's kind of scary to open up. Oh my God, it is so late. Yeah, like, and especially if it's like on the internet too, it's like really scary, man. Like, yeah, no matter what you do, there will always be like misunderstandings, like lack of clarification. It sucks. God damn it. But that's just me. Did I tell you that I really wanted to befriend crows? Like, if I had a group of crows, like, that'd be so cool. Like, imagine, like, you're just, like, outside and the crow, like, just lands on your hand, and then you're just thinking to yourself, damn, I'm so cool. And then another crow, like, just sits on your shoulder, and the other one sits on the other side of the shoulder. You're surrounded by crows. It's so cool. It's so edgy. Man. And you murder their whole clan. What is wrong with you? No, this isn't Naruto. Oh. Did I tell you that I want to crow call you guys murder? Because, like crow. But then I realized that people might not get it. So, cronies. And then cronies is also kind of confusing. So, God damn it. All these good puns are so confusing. Gosh darn. I'm cold. I'm so cold. I don't have a blanket. I'm getting goosebumps. Oh dear. It happens when you're lying on your side, just drooling. I'm gonna sleep for 12 hours. See how my mind just goes to a bunch of places? Like it just jumps here and there with just completely different tangents. You don't know where it's gonna pop off. Pretty sure I have a problem. Maybe I should check if I have ADHD. Do I have ADHD? Who knows? I have no idea. Maybe I'll ask. Go to a doctor and ask, hey, am I? And then they'll say, I don't know. Also, your tailbone. I'll say, cool. Cool. Oh, that's a Lion King riff. Anyway, what's gonna say? Oh yeah. So my niece has this piggy bank, but it's like a panda. And then, you know how there's a coin, and you press a button, and this paw comes in and reaches in for the coin and takes it in. That's what she had, and then. Then that was the first time I met her in the car. Then she kept pressing that for 30 minutes straight. So she was like, yeah, the alarm kicked going, hello, thank you. It's so annoying. Right after it's done, thank you. Hello, thank you. Hello. Thank you. It's so annoying. And then, oh, so much pain. And then it was really cute in the beginning. And then she kept trying to talk to me, my niece. And then I was just really tired because I just got off from the plane. So it was kind of like zoning out. Just like, hey, hey. And she was like saying things like, the sky is blue. And I was responding to her, yeah, but it looks more like purple because, it's nighttime. She's saying, oh, the sky is blue. I'm saying, yes, that's very cool. The tree is green. Yes, the tree is green, but also the lighting kind of changes things up, so it really depends. Could be a shade of green if you look at it during daytime, and I was just going on like that. Because I don't want to lie. And then, yeah, I just kind of zoned out afterwards because she kept saying the same thing over and over again. And then she kept trying to catch my attention by saying, hey, hey, hey. And then because I didn't listen, I guess, she chucked the piggy bank at me. Fortunately, it didn't land on me, but she did break it. And I was thinking to myself, oh no, she broke it. I felt bad. But also that means I didn't have to hear it anymore. And then
Then she was like trying to catch my attention again. Saying, hey! Hey! I told her later, like, because I didn't want to pick up the bank, because it was kind of broken. It was glitching out on the hello part, and then it gradually stopped. So I just told her, hey, like, I'm really tired, so I think I'm gonna take a nap. And I close my eyes. And when I opened my eye for a little bit, I could see her staring daggers at me. Or, like, she would look outside briefly and then turn her, like, she would snap her head back just to see if I'm still asleep or whatnot. It was scary, man. Kids are so scary. Man. She's like, what, two or three? I have no idea. She's planning a murder. No, she's too cute for that. Yeah, but yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad I bought a little backpack for her. It really suited her and the fake Elsa. She really liked the fake Elsa. Was it like 2 to 3 year olds are usually what? There was a nickname for them. I forget. Oh, my back. Oh. Oh, yeah, the terrible twos. What makes it a fake, Elsa? Well, you see, it looks like some form of a Snow Queen, but it's not. Because she has a sidekick. Actually, I guess in, like, the sequel, she has a sidekick, but that's not the point. The point is that Oh, it's so bright. My eyes are so. Oh, and then, oh, ow. And then what else? Oh, do you guys have any other questions? I'd be happy to answer. I'm so cold. It's like a good thing. Like, the space kind of sucks in that the live chat has a delay, but like, I feel more open to talk about things. Probably because I'm kind of lying down at the moment. What made the plane ride sucky? I can't really go into specifics because, kind of like docs material stuff, but man, sucks, dude. Sucky suck. 4 out of 10. Like when I was leaving the flight, you know how they usually say thank you?
I didn't even look at them because I felt so bitter. That is such a Canadian way to just, be mean. Just don't look at them in the eyes and just keep going forward. Sucky suck. Usually, I even thank them, Like when they say, oh, thank you, and I would say, thank you. But that time, I even look at them. I just looked at the ground or just forward. Man, sucky. Is it economic class? Of course. But it wasn't just that. It wasn't about the class. It was just that whole thing in general. From the beginning, could not get any worse. 4 out of 10. An airplane full of donkeys. No, they weren't donkeys. Why are you so mean? I'm sorry. Was that really that mean? I didn't think it was that mean. I think I'm okay. I'm not like an angel, obviously, but I think I'm usually nice 'cause I know what it's like to work in the service industry, but yeah, but if you don't, you know what they say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's what I did. Four out of 10. Well, I don't want to give 1 out of 10 because, like, if it was 1 out of 10, that means the plane would have exploded or got into another crash or whatnot. Then I would be. If that did happen, I was not going to panic at all because I was just so done. I was just so done. So what's a zero? A zero is like really bad stewards and pilots and the plane exploding. Yeah, but at least it didn't explode, so that's why. 4 out of 10. Also they thanked people, so 4 out of 10. A zero is literally can't go in that bad. Oh, then it should have been close to a zero. Oh, and then at the airport they have, whoa, what was it? They have a game store. Like, you can play games there, and I played God of War. That was pretty interesting. Yo, God of War! Great graphics! Mwah. 10 out of 10. Then it was good. Like, it was so smooth. I was playing Spider-Man. I broke it at the very beginning. So I was like, okay, well, you know what, Spider-Man? Screw this. I played God of War. It was so good. God damn. Yeah, I was playing the one with the boy. Boy. But then Spider-Man was pretty cool. The controls were really nice. Like the whole, like, flying through the building, it was nice until you got to the story part, then it started just crashing. And then I played Star Wars Battlefront, whatever that thing was. That was okay. Was okay. You are not ready, boy. Your anger is going to overtake you. And then, ooh. Oh, what are you hiding? That is so important. And then there's a bunch of fighting. Yeah, the most recent one seemed to be like Norse myth or something. Oh no, it was cool. It's literally just called God of War. I know, but then there were other prequels, you know? And also, when did he get married? I don't recall that. It was just an unexplained thing. Just so confused. Like in the prequels, he was just like beating the living heck out of other gods. And then in the new one, he just got married? What? That's not even a spoiler, okay? Because that's what happens at the very beginning, okay? I'm just kind of confused, is all. He married three times? What happened to everyone else? It's explained in the game itself. Well, I couldn't get to play it that much. I just killed, who was it? The Stranger? I think I finished a chapter. Yeah. The old God of War, he had a wife and a daughter that also died. I bet the new, no, don't say anything about that. Don't spoil it. I want to play it. Oh, it's so bright. They got killed by the Greek gods. Well, the next one is gonna be the Roman gods, and the other it's gonna be the Norse gods. What next? What next? Who are we gonna fight next? Egyptian gods. Let's go. What do you think? He was always pissed. I don't know. I guess he's like John Wick. But like, I guess worse, because, family died, so I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but no spoilers, guys. 'Cause I wanna play it, bro. That one, yeah. Yeah, no. Oh, and then I want to play Horizon Dawn or whatever. I heard the graphics were good for that one. And I remember there being a short hype with that one. There's only 20% left. What? Ugh. Do I have permissions? I have no idea, bro. It'd be cool if we do. Have you seen any other people play it? If they do, I mean, that'd be cool. I'd like that. Oh, okay. Horizon. Got it. Horizon. Man. Horizon. Oh, Horizon is a sequel? I didn't know that. Isn't it exclusive to PS4? Horizon? No, it's out on Steam too. Yeah, I only know this because someone gifted it to me. Never really saw any other members playing it. Okay, if that's the case, then we probably don't have permissions for it. Oh, okay. Well, I'll still ask. Maybe nobody has permissions, that's why. But anyway, I think I'm gonna go to sleep. This has been great, guys. I'll see you in like 12 hours and more. Because I have to go and buy shelf. Okay. Thank you guys. Be sure to sleep early. Well, not early, because it's kind of too late. Okay. Good night. Good night. What am I? Oh, how do I turn it off? Oh, okay. Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night. Love. Love.